We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice. Howdy folks, Widget Walls here, needcoffee.com podcast for your November 10th weekend justice. I hope you all have your safety harnesses on and are prepared for the airbags to deploy when we all collide into the weekend at a high rate of speed. Please do not be thrown from the vehicle, so just hang on to your asses, okay? So we're here. Welcome. Congratulations for surviving another week of hell and drudgery. And as every Friday, or thereabouts, some weeks better than others on punctuality, but in spirit, every Friday we are here to throw just a few choice ideas at you for how to spend your time. Because, as we all know, the weekend is a precious commodity. There's so little time, and by God, you know, you're going to turn around and you're going to be driving to work Monday morning, or if you telecommute, you're going to be dialing up into your private network at work going, wait a minute, didn't I? Shit, I just left work an hour ago on Friday. So don't let that happen. Have some fun things to do with your time. And so that's what we're here to do. Needcoffee.com, we see a lot of shit, and so we try to alert you to the good stuff that's out there. And some of this will be your thing, some of it won't be your thing, because we have a wide variety of freaks who visit the site, and you, my listeners, are at least three of them, somewhere between three and four. So that's what we're here for. So it's let's go ahead and get started. First up, let's not beat around the bush. Let's get the Friday off to an interesting start with Richard Dawkins' new book, The God Delusion. And this is near and dear to my heart personally. But basically, if you've... I posted a couple of links on One Tusk to his documentary that he did for the BBC called The Root of All Evil? And basically about religion. And he... Dawkins declares himself... I mean, he has been declared, and he declares himself an atheist, but he has been declared the world's most prominent atheist. But I think almost, I mean, by the time you get done with this book, it goes back to something that Jonathan Miller covered in his really excellent series about the history of atheism down through the ages, that there was a British philosopher, expat British philosopher living in New York, who called himself an anti-theist. In other words, he did not only not believe in God, but he also believed that belief in God itself, the theism, was a bad idea and that he was against it. So that's basically Dawkins' take on it, when you understand that he's basically going at the idea of God and religion, pointing out why they are irrational, you know, laying down a case for, you know, why it's, as the title says, delusion. I mean, you know, he goes so far as to say that indoctrinating children into specific religions is kind of like spreading a virus. So if you want to get a taste of this, head over to One Tusk. You can search for Dawkins. You can search for Root of All Evil, and you can watch some of his work in that. And it's along the same lines, I guess you would say, if you would want to get a taste of what he has to offer. And it's fascinating stuff. It's well written, and he makes a compelling argument. So this is out from Houghton Mifflin. It's The God Delusion. I'm actually a subscriber to Dawkins' newsletter. He does have The Root of All Evil available on DVD as well, that I think they're selling through the Skeptic site. And Audible has the God Delusion, the audiobook, there for download. So you can go check that out. But this is, of course, available from Amazon. Now, if you're a true believer, this isn't going to be your thing if you haven't figured that out so far. But basically, I don't know if you're a true believer and you have faith, why a book like this would bother you. The only reason if you believe in religion and a book like this bothers you, honestly, is if you're afraid that your religion can be shaken. If you're one of the people that would call for a book like this to be banned or subverted, then, my question would be, what are you afraid of? If you have faith, then the whole concept of faith is that you don't need proof, therefore you're fine. So anyway, but if you are like me and don't buy any of that shit, then you might want to check this out, because it would be worth your while. It's one of the best books we've had on the subject in a while. Now, while we're on the subject of science, then let's talk about the Science Sequential Art Annual from this year, 2006. And this I received this through Top Shelf, but it's published, the imprint is the Savannah College of Art and Design. And let me tell you about what this is and why you should care. Savannah College of Art and Design has a sequential art department. And for those who are going, sequential art, sequential art is basically a fancy name for comics. So what they've done is they basically put a call out to students at the school, alumni, faculty, people associated with the college there, and wanted them to put together short pieces based around the idea of science and technology. So basically what you want this for is, if you're looking for a book, and this is a pretty hefty anthology here. Hang on a second. We're looking at, 278 pages of stuff in here. And of course, with that many artists, this much space, you're looking at an array of styles, an array of different stories, everything from comedy to adventure to obviously science fiction, since we're talking science and technology. It's pretty much a smorgasbord of various stuff, an all-you-can-eat buffet, essentially, of new and interesting comic stuff. And basically, the audience for this is, if you're interested in new and upcoming artists, the people that you're going to see later on, and if you're tired of the stuff that you're getting from the big two comic companies, then this will be a breath of fresh air for you. And so this is the Science Sequential Art Annual for 2006. It's from the Savannah College of Art and Design. Okay, next up, something a lot less controversial. Let's talk about food. From Clarkson Potter, we've got a sweet little cookbook here from Ted Allen, who is one of the guys from Queer Eye. And it's The Food You Want to Eat, 100 Smart Simple Recipes. And this is a nice little book. Basically, what you've got is good food that's pretty much universal, that everyone's going to like. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's meat in here. So if you don't like meat, obviously you're going to have to make some changes to stuff. But I mean, for the most part, normal, regular people that, you know, because normal, regular people eat meat. I'm sorry, they do. Anyway, basically they, so he's taken just some universal good bits of food, put it into recipes that normal human beings like you and I could actually do. And he's got, some information in here to help you cook better. Now, granted, this isn't like an Alton Brown book where he's going to get in and explain to you, the scientific way of grilling or something like that, or why, basting, is a metaphysical, theory or something. I don't know. Alton Brown is one of those things where I love his books. I love his stuff. I love the fact that he can basically take how cooking works and explain it in a way that even an idiot like me, a scientific trog like me, can understand. But after reading his stuff, as much as I enjoyed it, what did I take away from it? kosher salt is good. That's really all I can remember if you quiz me on it. I know, it's terribly sad. But anyway, back to our friend Ted Allen here. So you've got 100 recipes in here in a nifty book that's colorful, lots of good pictures so that you can go, wow, mine doesn't look as good as that. But you can at least figure out why. It's got a plastic cover over it because, of course, he knows that if you're in the kitchen and you're the kind of person who wants this book, then you're going to be messy. I know it's hell I would be. But like I said, it's good stuff for cooking. For those of us who, you know, as Dylan Morin would say, don't have time to dip, you know, nail the thing to the garden roof and dip it in the duck's tears and whatever else. Just simple, straightforward cooking that's good. So that's Ted Allen's The Food You Want to Eat. And again, that's from Clarkson Potter. Now from Tantor Media, or Tantor Media, as Ken makes me say, we've got two unabridged Agatha Christie books here. But it's a couple of firsts. The first one we've got is The Murderous Affair at Stiles. And both of these are, by the way, read by Penelope de la Porta. And I believe it's de la Porta. You know how I am with names. But basically, this is the first, this is the introduction to Hercule Poirot. And it's your basic locked door mystery about an heiress that gets killed. And with Poirot on the case, you know that whoever did it is basically screwed, but it's the adventure of how you get there that makes it worthwhile. You're looking at 8.5 hours of listening pleasure over 7 CDs. And the next book is The Secret Adversary. This, like I said, is another first. This is the first Tommy and Tuppence novel. Basically, it's the case of some secret papers that have to deal with England's recovery after World War II, and the person carrying them and the papers vanish into thin air. And so it's up to our heroes to try and figure out what the hell happened and recover the information from the papers. And again, this is also unabridged, 10 hours over 8 CDs. So if you're an Agatha Christie buff and you would like to get some listening in, because there's a lot of Agatha Christie books and maybe you haven't blitzed through them all, then this will, certainly one of these would take care of your weekend driving needs. And that's again from Tantor Media, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, and The Secret Adversary, both by Agatha Christie. Next, from and this actually kind of goes along with the Ted Allen book, so maybe I should have done them back to back, but we have Amy Sedaris' book, I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence. And this is an audiobook, 4 CDs, abridged. And basically this is a guide to being a good host or hostess. And it's her tips for, there's recipes included, how to throw a party, how to introduce people at your party, how to deal with drunk friends, all kinds of helpful advice. And let me just let me read you a bit off of the back here so that you can get a taste of it. Here are the 3 tips that she provides as a teaser for what comes inside. Number 1, it's always a good idea to stock your neighbor's apartment with the basics, alcohol, ice, corn chips, so when you run out at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know whose door to knock on. 2, try filling your medicine cabinet with marbles. Nothing announces a nosy partygoer more successfully than an avalanche of marbles striking a porcelain sink. 3, pre-crack all your liquor bottles. No one wants to be the first, especially at a wake. So, as you could see, very useful information that would help out, I know, most of my listeners. So if you're looking for a quick, funny, and informative book, I Like You by Amy Sedaris, that's from Hatchet Audio. And again, like I said, it's 4 CDs, about 5 hours worth of listening time, and bonus recipes. So there you have it. Okay, next up we've got, for music, the re-release of Songs of Faith and Devotion by Depeche Mode. And this is out of a slew of various labels. But basically what you've got is, and not the hugest Depeche Mode fan in the world. When they're good, they're good. And when they're whiny, then they're terribly whiny. Kind of like the Smiths. Really good Smiths is like really good Smiths. And then there's some where it's just like, oh, God, you know, you're too depressing for even me. Jesus Christ, someone give this guy a balloon. You know what I mean? But anyway, so this re-release has got the regular album that you might be familiar with, In Your Room, Walking in My Shoes, so forth and so on. Then there is a second disc, which is a DVD, that comes with a short film, the Depeche Mode 91 and 94, the Songs of Faith and Devotion album in 5.1 in stereo on the DVD, And in this package, you've also got additional tracks with remixes of various songs from the album and from elsewhere. So this is a pretty good deal. If you're a fan of Depeche Mode, you might want to grab this, because even if you've got the original album, it does, like I said, comes with a collector's disc DVD, and it's better than one of these just re-releases that comes with, you know, maybe one or two bonus tracks or maybe a really crappy remix. So nice package from the folks at Reprise Records and Rhino and several others. Again, that's Songs of Faith and Devotion from Depeche Mode, the collector's edition. Next up, along the same lines of music, but in a completely different direction, the Queen Family, Appalachian Tradition and Back Porch Music. And what this deals with is if, not a lot of people saw this movie, but Songcatcher, which had, I believe Janet McTeer was in it, Aidan Quinn, and it was the first time that I ever saw Emmy Rossum. And for those of you who are going, Emmy Rossum, she was Christine Daae in the Phantom of the Opera movie. And her casting in that movie was the one thing about that movie that I was not terrified of, because girl can sing, and really, really well. So if you want to see, you know, her in a good role in a decent flick that's worth a rental, you should check out Songcatcher. I think that was from Lionsgate. But basically, the movie was about going into, I can't remember if it was the Appalachians or somewhere in basically the, you know, the Southeast mountain range. That's, and of course the Appalachians is the one that you think of, but there's different, you know, there's different sections and different mountains and such. But basically it was based on a true story. She went up into the mountains and found, she was a music professor in a time when female professors were not respected at all. And she found basically an oasis of music that hadn't, because these people were cut off from everywhere else, that that had kind of just stayed the same, and they were, it was folk music and in its, in a pure form that hadn't been corrupted by other types of music around it. And so she started to study these folks. Well, this is kind of along those same lines, except it's the real deal, and it's about the Queen family who perform, and they've won, you know, multiple awards and such, and they are Southern Appalachian musicians. And this is a half-hour video about them and their story and their music. And the good news is that it does come with some bonus bits. So first of all, if you are a fan of such music, folk and bluegrass and such like that, then you would appreciate this. It comes with Ballad of Mary Jane Queen, a featurette on their music, and some outtakes as well. So for a music DVD pick, it's the Queen Family from PBS Home Video, and an additional side pick kind of for Songcatcher. If this is your genre of music, then you might want to check those two out. Next up, again, going into a completely different direction again, because we try to have something for all tastes, and that's just how we roll on the Weekend Justice, is we've got a bit of an erotic pick for you here with the second volume, and we talked about the first one a few weeks back, of the Tinto Brass Collection. And I'm getting the impression from looking at his work and the stuff that we've received from the fine folks at Cult Epics, who do a great job of making this stuff available here in the States that you wouldn't see before. I mean, these, you know, everything that we're getting from them is the uncut Italian director's cuts. I mean, it's Brass's cut of the film that, you know, you wouldn't, let me just put it this way, would not probably make it on Cinemax, okay? So this is the real deal, and so good for them for doing that. They do a great job of it. But I'm getting the impression that that Brass has some themes that just roll through these things. Swinging, you know, partner swapping is a big thing. Making your partner jealous as a way to get them, you know, to get off in a more intense fashion. And, you know, jealousy leading to a new understanding of relationships, of the relationship that you're in. Fooling around leading you to a new appreciation and understanding of the relationship that you're in. Just seems to be an ongoing theme that's happening here. And the three titles that are in this box set are Cheeky. Not cheeky, mind you, but there's an exclamation point, so it's pronounced Cheeky. There's also Frivolous Lola and Private. And you can pretty much see, I mean, like I said, these are erotic comedies, but you can pretty much see what you've got in store when you consider that you've got two very lovely bottoms on two of the covers that you'll see in the cover art here, and one rather lovely front end of ladies there. So, you know, erotic comedy, cover art, There's no hiding what's going on here. It's truth in advertising. We appreciate that as well. But those are the themes that echo through these three movies and a lot of Brass's work, apparently. So if that sounds like your deal, if Italian erotica is your bag, then you need to put this in your bag, most definitely. You've got Cheeky, comes with a backstage featurette. You've also got Frivolous Lola, which comes with an interview with the director. And Private comes with a making of and photo galleries. So if you can't get enough. But these are from the fine folks at Cult Epics. And if you want some erudite erotica, let's put it that way, that with a European flair, then you should definitely check this out. It's a Tinto Brass Collection, Volume 2. So next up for your DVD pick, I want to throw back at you the unrated Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. This is from Universal. It is an excellent film, Guy Ritchie's first. It brought Vinnie Jones to a whole world of people who wanted to cast him in films. It brought us Jason Statham, who went on to become the premier white guy kung fu expert in cinema. Jason Fleming, who has been doing character acting work in numerous films, and we like him to death. And this was the thing, is that when I first saw this, back when it came out, which I believe was like 1998, then I had a chance to interview both Jason's and Guy Ritchie, and they were just the nicest guys, and I was so happy that the film did well and did well for them and was just a kick-ass film. I couldn't remember the last time I had so much fun at the cinema going to see this. So this unrated version is slightly extended with just some footage added back in. You've got a featurette on the film cinematography, and you've got a short version of the film that's all the expletives cut into one big long string. So it's doesn't have the features that were on the original widescreen edition, so if you've got that, then if you're a completist, you're going to want to keep them both, so just bear that in mind. But if you've not checked out the film, you should definitely pick this up from Universal. To me, it's a keeper. This is the one that you want to have on your shelf. But if you have not seen it, definitely check it out. And again, I'd like to reiterate the fact that I wish this had come out with at least like the pilot episode of the Lock, Stock series from the UK. I'm would be very interested to check that out at some point to see what the hell they did with it. But anyway, that's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, the Locked and Loaded Director's Cut, unrated, from Universal. And for your TV DVD pick of the week, I'm going to throw The Unit at you because I've been watching through this and I'm really enjoying it. It's it's not high drama, but it is kind of like if you're familiar with Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, it's kind of like Rainbow Six the series would be the simplest way that I would pitch it to you. And Dennis Haysbert's in it, who is excellent. I mean, you thought you knew how good he was, but he's damn good. Also, Robert Patrick is in it as well, and we always like to see him working. So this is season one of The Unit. This is from Fox, and basically they're kind of Delta Force guys that are off the books, and they go off and do work that nobody else will do for the American government and to keep us all safe from the bad guys. So basically, it's like I said, Rainbow Six, a series, lots of a great amount of action for a series like this. I was kind of surprised by the amount of production value that goes into this thing. And of course, David Mamet is behind it, who is great writer, great screenwriter, great playwright. So that's what originally drew me to this. This comes with all of the first season episodes across four discs. Also comes with a commentary on one episode and a Inside Delta Force featurette. So I'm really enjoying it, and I have some friends of mine who have told me that the new season only gets better. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Anyway, so that's it. Those are your recommendations for this weekend, your bit of weekend justice. I hope that is at least somewhat helpful to you, give you some ideas. If you like any of the ideas that we've talked about today, click on the cover art, click through to Amazon, and if you're going to buy them, go ahead and buy them through there, because we get a few cents in the way of kickbacks, and it all helps. If you're going to buy something and it's not one of these titles, just scroll a little bit down, and there is a small Amazon search box. So you can basically click through to Amazon, and as long as you stay in that session, we get credit for whatever you buy. If you're just looking for something else, the Amazon search box that's down there will take you straight to it, or you can go to our Amazon portal and buy something from there. We're not particular, so, you know, whatever you want to do. And, again, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. It is going to be here before we know it. And you know what that means. Thanksgiving is, I mean, I'm actually kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to buying Christmas gifts this year. But I know how it goes. You're going to get to like the weekend after Thanksgiving, and you're going to be like, oh shit, next comes Christmas. I got to start buying Christmas gifts for folks. So go ahead and think about it now. Buy the stuff online so you don't have to fight the lines, you know, out in the malls and shit. Buy it, you know, and buy it through us. We would appreciate it greatly. Every little bit helps, and it helps to fund us so that we can do cool shit whenever we have the energy. Good God. So anyway, that's your Weekend Justice. Thanks for coming out. Thanks to all of you, my listeners, for putting up with my bullshit. I'd like to thank Clutch, as always, for letting me use their song Promoter of Earthbound Causes for the theme music. So please go give them love and coin. And as always, we're just here playing catch-up. So if you have any feedback, please give us a shout at widgesucks@needconfy.com. All feedback is encouraged. And, you know, if we don't like it, we know where you live. Trust us. Trust us. We know where you live. But anyway, so have a lovely weekend, and we will see you back here shortly with some more new, fun, weird stuff. So take care, and bye.